So what do you want to know?
Well, I guess first of all, I mean, you guys are the safety crew for the Red Bull Global Rallycross Championship.
Yes.
And as I was saying there, it seems like so you guys are the same crew for all the events. You tour around with the group?
For the most part, we're a group of a dozen, depending on our schedules. It'll come here, different events on our schedules from our home life, or our home tracks, or our full-time jobs. Rob works for Phoenix Fire Department. Daryl's retired from Baltimore City. I work from Manchester, New Hampshire. And Scott's from Indiana.
Wow, so you guys do come from all over.
Yes.
Right, so I'm guessing since you guys do follow around with the series and whatnot, that you also know like the medical background of every driver, kind of like they do in like IndyCar and all that stuff, so that way in case there's any special situations and whatnot, you're ready for all that?
We do get to know the drivers and, you know, their demeanor and everything, but as far as medical, because we're a traveling series, we leave that up to the local jurisdiction to handle EMS. We, even though back at our home jurisdictions and our home states, we provide EMS and have an EMS background, when we're here, we're just for driver extrication and fire suppression.
We have a series doctor that goes with us. Any special needs, that he takes care of all that, which is, so we don't have any direct.
I see. So, but your guys' main job is extrication, and have stabilization, and fire suppression.
Exactly.
We have a series doctor just like IndyCar travels along, and he has all the basics on that issue. He deals with driver directly.
So. Right.
So Dr. Gonzalez is the medical director for Texas Motor Speedway.
Okay.
That's his home territory. He works in an emergency department in Texas.
I see, and he's the one that turns around.
He follows us. Yep. Dr. Gonzalez here with us today.
Excellent.
He rides with us on track. He's got a blue suit. He's out in the muck and everything, and gets in the fun with us.
All right. I might go try and catch him when he's not too busy, obviously.
Yeah, they're trying to manage this whole helicopter situation right now. So
yeah, I noticed it looked like maybe it was a Lifelight helicopter trying to come in yesterday.
It came in, landed, had no problem. Right now, the ceiling is too low.
Yep.
It's very low, so they can't fly right now. They're under restrictions of, from their end. And they're coming out of Seattle, so we don't even know what the weather's
like. So whatever dumps in over there, they're restricted because they got to get out here.
And the big thing is, it's not about having it sitting here. It's if we needed a period, they could even fly to get here. So that's our concern.
Right, because our closest trauma center in Seattle is Harborside.
Right.
So they're waiting for everything, and I guess it's promising, but we just don't know when Mother Nature's going to cooperate with us right now.
So what do you guys do to prepare for an event like this?
As far as our training and everything?
Well, I guess for each individual event, they're set up a little bit different. Do you guys get a heads up of what the track's going to be like? And do you guys, tour around it and look for where the, significant impact possibilities are, things like that?
We come in
day before our first inning on track, and we spend pretty much that day as all the setup stuff. We go through the course. We work together with the track build team and the local EMS jurisdictions, fire departments, and we meet with all those guys, and we kind of walk through everything and make sure that everybody's on the same page from our upper management all the way through for safety and the drivers.
And so from your guys' safety standpoint, you can actually affect track design to try and make it slightly to some extent.
We can make recommendations.
Recommendations, right.
Most of the time what happens is Ruben, our art director, he usually emails our stuff about a week ahead of time, and then we have a conference call, and we go over the conference call with pretty much everything. What, a week before normally is our lead time on that. We'll go over everything they send us, and then if we see any concerns with the map or whatever, Ruben's usually pretty good about directing that question straight to race control and addressing it. But this track, the track was being built the days we were getting here, so there's constant changes being done to it. So yeah, most of the time I'll go over with Ruben or one of us, and we'll go over and look at it.
All right.
Just make sure there's no.
And then what are most of your guys' background? I mean, obviously you said a lot of you guys worked as fire department and whatnot.
A lot of us come from a NASCAR background. My home track is New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Obviously his is Phoenix, Charlotte, and he does also NHRA. I got the pleasure to play a little bit with Formula One. I go up into Montreal and work up there. Motorsports is motorsports for the most part. You can just adapt it once you get a good handle on it and understand.
Yeah. Pretty much everybody from the team has come from a firefighter background. I have 23 years on the department. He required, 27? 21 years on.
Wow. 20 right now.
I had 12 years, and I worked for IndyCar too. So.
Yeah, and I came from NASCAR from my background. 9 years traveling with NASCAR. So I find that most of this team is a very 100 years plus of either firefighting and racing experience combined that's out here. So
we take some street experience, mix it in with NASCAR, automotive sports.
Urban, what, 20 years?
So we get to, you know, because our street experience is good to bring it here, but it's you got to know what you can and what you can't use. Because there's certain things we do on the street that we don't do here.
Right. All right. Well, we appreciate everything you guys do here, it's great to have such a dedicated crew and that you guys, you know, make it out to as many events as you can. I mean, it's a pretty busy schedule, I'm sure.
Everybody, you're not going to Vegas, right?
No.
So we're just swapping out one guy for Vegas. So for the last three races, it's been the same crew.
Wow. Well, you guys apparently all work well together, so it's good to see you.
We just hide it well.
All right. If it was the same every time I went out there, it'd be real easy, but it's always different. So.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.